email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551, ray@rte.ie.
Oh,
it's 7032.
How are you, Ray? How's the crack? How are you doing? How are you?
Yeah,
good. So, what are you up there? What are you up there?
I
just want to remember that tux I gave you when you were presenting the roles of Tralee. Remember you balls that up and you had to give it to Di O'Shea. Remember the tux I lent you?
That's not the way it happened, actually.
Well, it is, actually. It is. But I need it. I need me tuxedo back because I'm going to the IFTAs, right?
Oh, the IFTAs, right.
Yeah, you know that big mega awards ceremony.
The Irish Film and Television Awards,
it's not like the BAFTA or the Emmys. They don't do any of the shining lights or the big stars or anything like
they
that.
They do, actually.
No,
Andrew Scott's going to be there.
Light bulb.
I believe Cillian Murphy's going to be there.
He's the crack. He's a crack. Who would you prefer? How many jokes would he do, Jordan, in his speech, do you think?
Well, I don't.
Who's funnier, him or Daniel Day-Lewis when they're doing the speeches? It's like Ricky Gervais, isn't it? When they get up, isn't it?
I'm curious as to why you're going, because it's a long time since
the Arts Council have given me £7 million as a grant to go. Yeah. So, you know, the arts and all that. So you, basically what you do is the IFTAs ring you up and you go, are you around on Valentine's Day? And you go, well, why? Well, you could have won an award. Oh. Can you afford a ticket? It's €95. I'm in Fair City. Of course I can't. And then the phone goes dead, really. So they try. So basically, some fool ends up buying a ticket and they have to go and listen to Hector come out to say, and you didn't win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's a great competition. Do you think Nick Cap would rather be over at the Oscars when they can be down in Paul's Bridge?
No, I think it's in the convention centre.
Well, they got thrown. They didn't pay the bill last time. You're right.
That's not true.
Well, it is
that's
true, Ray.
No, and the other
actually,
thing,
you know why I'm here?
What?
And it's Valentine's Day and all that, really.
Yeah, Valentine's
Day. I might do a bit of bits and pieces. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, bits and pieces?
Well, just, you know, because remember I was doing that Agony Uncle thing and all that.
Yeah, oh,
because
right.
I got a few letters sent in to me.
Did you?
Yeah, a few letters.
So people are writing letters to you and asking your advice on relationships.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't they be? Will they try one with you, will they?
What?
Will they try one with you?
Yeah, go on.
Right, okay. Okay, hold on. Let me open it.
I apologise in advance.
Okay. Dear Dustin, yeah. I recently flew to Ireland to find romance for Valentine's Day. While I boarded the plane, I was whistling a song when a strange man in an outdated suit asked me to come to Donnybrook. I suddenly found myself in a place called RTE. All of a sudden, I found I was in a singing competition. At first... I thought I was on a hidden camera comedy show. Bad set, bad lighting, and the other five guests couldn't even sing. The presenter was below par, to say the least. I decided to give it a go anyway, as I thought it might be a bit of crack, and it may help me find romance.
Okay.
But then, before I knew it, I'd actually won the competition. I went to see the man who'd asked me to enter it while I was whistling getting on the plane. I won't mention his name, Michael Keeley. At michaelkeeley.keeley@rte.ie. I've lost my train of thought. But seriously, Dustin, I thought it was a joke. Even one of the judges was a chef. Yes, Christ, a chef, Dustin. Now, I don't want to moan, right? And I'm not going to name the country I'm from, but I'd like to say hello to everyone in Oslo. Please help me get out of this competition. Ireland has as much chance of winning this Eurovision as Mattress Mick has of winning Miss World. What's wrong? I've just Googled it and found out they sent a turkey to the bleeding competition. Swear to God, Dustin, a turkey. I think his name was Johnny Logan. As I said, I won't mention my name. I'll just give the initials M-E.
Yeah. I've just noticed you're wearing your Claire Byrne jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Actually, yeah,
very
yeah.
nice. You should wear that to the IFTAs.
Wow. That's what I'm wearing. Actually, I might do that, yeah.
Yeah. You really can't. You can't raise yourself up onto a pedestal when it comes to the Eurovision.
Why? Why not? I represented this country.
Yeah.
Padraig Pearce, James Connolly and Sydney Parade went into the GPO. And it was closed, actually, because it was Easter Sunday. But anyway, they went in, right? They couldn't get stamped, so they decided to start a rising instead, right? They did that for Ireland.
Yeah.
I did the Eurovision for Ireland.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers where they were. When I went out in that Tesco shopping trolley, that cost me €2, by the way.
Yeah.
And I represented this country.
Can I just say...
You want another layer?
Yeah, well just before you move on, I just want to say that I think Emmy and like a party...
Who's Emmy?
Emmy is the Emmy is the singer who's representing
Michael Dockheely at RT.ie.
I think Emmy has a great chance.
I think she has a brilliant chance.
Yes, yeah. Okay,
give she sent me a letter. I opened it.
This one isn't as long.
This was an email that came in.
Right, okay.
Dear Dustin. Yeah. Don't forget it's Valentine's Day and all that.
Yes, I know.
I have recently fallen in love with someone.
Right.
But I don't know if he loves me back. You see, I'm from Port Leash, which means I don't change me cacks that often. I've had the same cacks on for 7 months now. I realise there are health and safety issues and Dynarod vans parked outside my apartment every night. But this guy I really do love. Yeah. He's 2.5 foot tall and he used to work in the den. He has a tick accent. A tick Kildare accent. I see him every day, right?
Yeah.
As he has a radio show in RTE, and so do I. As I said, I don't want to mention my name, but if you give my show a quick shout out, I'd appreciate the advertisement. It's the Today Show with Claire Byrne. Question I have is, should I stick to my Port Leash principles and not change my cacks, or should I do it and try and find romance with this Kildare hunk? Right, you know, when you said check your lawnmower, did you get paid for that bit? When you were chatting to your man there in the quiz? Always check your lawnmower.
I didn't say that.
What did you say now?
I can't remember exactly. I was just...
You know the Helen the Connick. You know when Oliver Cromwell said, because what it was Emer Cromwell, Niamh Cromwell, what is it?
Niamh Cromwell, yes.
Yeah, you know when Oliver Cromwell rocked up to Mullingar and said to Heller to Connacht.
Right.
The people of Mullingar thought they had the choice of two holidays.
Luckily enough, Jordan is back with Tosheen.
Jordan, you've changed a lot. Last time I remember you were on Love Island. Yeah. Oh, sorry, different Jordan. Hiya, Tosheen. Hiya, Jordan. How's the crack? Are you annoying him?
No.
No, it's Valentine's. Why not? Jordan's going down on one knee. What's happening here,
right?
No,
not in this room, no. Just a couple of friends.
Have you heard Tosheen before? Amazing singer. What are you going to sing for us, Tosheen?
We're going to do Stand By Me, a cover.
Okay. And will you give me the nod when he can join in?
No.
That's a very good answer.
Actually, I wouldn't blame you. All right, Tosheen, I'll come in near the end then, right?
Okay.
All right. Take it away, Jordan.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stay by me. Oh, oh, stay by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me.
Ah, well.
Now there's a thing.
Wow. There it is. I feel like anyone over 40 going out buying a pair of 501s for that one, right? That was amazing.
That was great.
Actually, that was stunning. Jordan, you were a bit off there, but never mind, it happens.
I was waiting for you to come in. I didn't want to
cover up your bat at the guitar playing. That's what it was. Tashin, that was beautiful.
Thank you. You probably don't know this,
Tashin and Jordan, but Dustin had a number of number ones mm-hmm. over the years. Yeah. Albums and singles.
A lot of number twos as well, people.
How many number one albums did you have?
I had 4 number one albums,
wow. Right,
which yes. basically shows that maybe Ireland shouldn't be allowed vote. I had 9 number one singles right. and 4 number one albums.
And what's your fondest?
And I have a note in my head, but as the guy says, it's about the notes in your wallet, not the notes in your head.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that, Tashin. You're selling out already.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to do duet with Tashin at some stage?
Oh, definitely. That
I'd
voice.
Love
is, you
that.
Had about 5 notes in one line. It was stunning. It was absolutely stunning. That was brilliant,
Tashin. A dream of mine to collaborate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Maybe if Emmy pulls out of the Eurovision, I could have a word at michael.keely@rt.ie. He told me not to give out his email.
I think people could figure it out now.
Oh,
it's easy enough to figure it out. Yeah.
It's 086.
Stop. So any gigs on the horizon, Tashin?
I'm doing a gig in Berlin now on the 26th of February. I'm opening up for a Grammy winner. Recently Grammy winner. Tank of the Bangas. They're from New Orleans. So I'll be opening up for them in Berlin now. That's where I live currently.
Between Berlin and Dundalk.
Exactly. Berlin and Dundalk. Wandertown.
But at least they prepared Berlin.
Oh, no, I love Dundalk. Dundalk's great.
That's a place that needs a wall. Whatever's left in Berlin, transfer it over to County Lane. Up your town. Join your first bag of Cheshire. How about the mate? Going up, you get the car start shifted. How about the way double harvest?
I don't understand what he's saying either.
That's the idea. You know Dundalk, right?
Jordan, thanks very much.
Can I just tell you right before we go? In 1992, right, Miss Dundalk was Andrea Carr.
I didn't know.
You know
that.
Who came second?
Who?
Gerry Adams.
Probably did. It's an auto. Well, thank you.
Tashin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tashin.
Thank you.
I'm booking. I'm Ryanair Berlin. Here, I'm on it, right? I'm on it.